Greetings and welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester. Thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again and letting me share this beautiful art, this indigenous art form of America, jazz. Today, we look at the life and the music of Fletcher Henderson. Let's listen to Christopher Columbus. This was his one big hit, and it became the band's theme tune. Benny Goodman incorporated it into the flamboyant show number Sing, Sing, Sing. Horace's arrangement in a textbook example of the Henderson method. The tune is based on a simple riff phrase by Chu Berry, who plays the tenor saxophone solo here. The trumpet solo was by Roy Eldridge at his hottest. The trombone by Ed Cuffey and the clarinet by Buster Bailey. Let's listen to Christopher Columbus, recorded in Chicago on March 27th, 1936. One of the architects of swing that very few people know about. He was born on December 18, 1897, in Cuthbert, Georgia. James Fletcher Henderson, who later changed his name to Fletcher Hamilton Henderson Jr., and who was best known as Fletcher Henderson, was the son of two educators. Growing up, his mother taught him to play the piano. Though he developed into a skilled pianist, Henderson did not intend to pursue a career in music, opting instead to study chemistry and math at Atlanta University. After graduating from college in 1920, Henderson went to New York City. He had planned to find work using his chemistry degree, but racism limited his opportunities. The musical world was more welcoming, and Henderson began demonstrating songs for a music publishing company. In 1921, he moved to Black Swan Records, where he served as a session pianist. One of the performers Henderson worked with was singer Ethel Waters. Henderson also joined Waters on tour as leader of the Black Swan Troubadours. With the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, Henderson became the leader of his own band. The group's music director was Don Redman, whose arrangements featured a call and response between different sections of the band, a style that would come to define the big band sound. In 1924, the orchestra landed a regular gig at New York City's Roseland Ballroom. That same year, Henderson hired Loomis Armstrong to join the group. Let's listen to a track that featured Louis Armstrong. This is Copenhagen, and recorded in New York City in 1924, and this features Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Charlie Green on trombone, and Buster Bailey on clarinet, Don Redman on alto sax, Coleman Hawkins on tenor sax, Fletcher Henderson, of course, on piano, Charlie Dixon on bass, and Bob Escudero on tuba. They have a tuba in this band with Bob Escudero and Kaiser Marshall on drums. Let's listen to Copenhagen. Henderson and his band were a success at the Roseland, where they would stay for a decade. They also made recordings. The first hit was a reworked Dippermouth Blues. Though Armstrong left the band in 1925, he had bequeathed a new jazz sound to the group. After Redman departed in 1927, Henderson soon stepped into arranging duty. He proved to be gifted in this area, creating pieces that would usher in swing music's reign of popularity. Though he worked with an impressive array of musicians, in addition to Armstrong, Henderson's band members included Benny Carter, Charlie Green, and Coleman Hawkins. Henderson was not a successful businessman. As the 1930s progressed, bookings were lost, and his musicians sought better opportunities elsewhere. In 1934, financial straits pushed Henderson to sell some of his arrangements to Benny Goodman, who was starting his own band. Henderson was then forced to see the white band leader reach a stratospheric level of success, using Henderson's arrangements of songs like King Porter Stomp. Thank you.
You're listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Though Goodman was upfront about Henderson's contributions to his band, it was still a bitter pill for Henderson to swallow. Henderson's band broke up in 1935. He attempted to reform a successful band of his own during the latter half of the 1930s and had a hit with Christopher Columbus, but never reached the same heights as Goodman. In 1939, he became a staff arranger for Goodman. Let's listen to another track from Fletcher Henderson, and this one composed by Mr. Henderson himself, called Hotter Than L. And this one features Henry Red Allen on trumpet, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Ben Webster on tenor sax, and of course Fletcher on piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Elmer James on bass, and Walter Johnson on drums. 1934 in New York City. Hotter Than L.
Thank you.
that was Rhythm Crazy, another Fletcher Henderson original recorded in 1933 in New York City. The growing interest in jazz in Europe, particularly Britain, persuaded producer and fan John Hammond to set up this New York session for the British EMI company. The full Fletcher Henderson Orchestra appear under Horace's name, and the arrangements are designed to show off the star soloists even more prominently than usual. The high spot is Coleman Hawkins's chorus, but trombonists Claude Jones and Dickie Wells and trumpeter Bobby Stark also feature. Let's listen to another track from the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra called Blue Lou, and this one features the same band as in Christopher Columbus tune, which means Roy Eldridge playing the trumpet, on trumpet Dick Vance, Roy Eldridge, Joe Thomas, and then we have Buster Bailey on alto sax, clarinet, Chu Berry on tenor, Fletcher Henderson, piano, Bob Lessie, guitar, John Kirby bass, and Sid Catlett on drums. Let's listen to Blue Lou, recorded in Chicago, 1936. In the 1940s, Henderson tried his hand at band leading once more, though he maintained an association with Goodman, while also sending arrangements to other bands. After becoming ill while reunited with Waters on tour, Henderson had a stroke in 1950. Partially paralyzed, he then retired. Henderson died in New York City on December 29, 1952, at the age of 55. Thank you. Big John Special, Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra, recorded back in New York City, 1934. Well, that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury. Thank you so much for listening and learning about the life and the music of Fletcher Henderson, one of the architects of the swing era. Next time on the Jazz Treasury, we listen to the music and learn about the person, Ella Fitzgerald, great, great jazz vocalist. If you'd like to learn more about me or about the Jazz Treasury, go to www.thejazztreasurypodcast.com, check out our website, or go to our Facebook page and give us a like. You can find us on iTunes as well, and please, as you subscribe on iTunes, please rate, review, and share the jazz. Until next time, enjoy the jazz.